one thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh,
what do you think? I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
Over the 16 years or 17 years that we've seen LeBron play and perform, what do we know of LeBron? Physically, he's going to outlast you, bro. It doesn't matter who the hell you are. Physically, he's going to outlast you. Mentally, you could beat him. He's not the mentally toughest guy.
But I think we gotta amend that. He's been showing he's mentally tough for the last couple years now.
Oh no, 100%. No, and I'm not taking no digs at LeBron's mental toughness, but no player.
Whoa. Wait. So what do you mean? Whoa, I'm hearing that. I don't like that, bro. Like, what you mean? LeBron had since 2011, he showed up every time.
There have been moments in his career where LeBron has not been mentally tough enough.
Since 2011.
Since 2011. Last year, he was not fully invested. I ripped LeBron every single show I could. He was not fully committed. He got to L.A. He said one thing. I can't wait to help these young players develop and get better. And then what happened? No wonder the team fell apart.
Because you're reacting. I need you to understand.
I'm speaking facts right now. Ain't nobody
about to go 100% with LeVar Ball seed, bro. I'm sorry. That's just not about to happen, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Come on, man. Like, yo, the Lakers season fell apart last year when Lonzo.
When Lonzo got hurt,
and Brandon Ingram got hurt. Like a couple weeks later, the Lakers season fell apart. And then, of course, LeBron wasn't invested. But he killed any momentum that team had. People forget the Lakers were like in the top four going into Christmas Day. That team was starting to do something. And then what happened? AD signs with Clutch Sports. People can see the writing on the wall. I'm like, oh, this nigga's trying to ship us out already.
Manny.
He was not fully invested. But I'm not even going to bring that up. That's Laker business. But Manny,
that entire argument is just as like when Cowboys fans say, well, up until Christmas week, we contend. Of course, because that's when bad teams start to lose. Right. So this is what I'm saying is that was a bad team.
There were times throughout the finals against KD that LeBron knew he had no chance, and you could see it in his face. That's not mentally tough enough.
Whoa, what? Bro, the entire reason KD was even in Golden State was a reaction to LeBron's greatness.
I'm not debating that, but what I'm saying was...
So when you define the terrain for everybody, you can't tell me that you are not mentally tough, because they're trying to get over you as the hurdle.
Because you are the fucking hurdle. LeBron was put on earth to play basketball. Like, he is probably the greatest physical specimen to ever play basketball. That will be his legacy.
So he wasn't mentally tough.
There have been times where he was not mentally tough, bro. You can see it in his face. Since 2011, the JR game, where he sat there and made a meme out of himself.
He had 51. He had 51 at Oracle. They were up six. His team has to help him, bro.
His team has to help him, but that moment, hey, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it.
He made the right play.
If I got to get 61, let's go. If I got to get 71 up in this bitch, let's go. He wasn't mentally tough enough.
LeBron has never been that player. Y'all are comparing him to media narrative supported by Stephen A. and Kobe. He's got to be Kobe. He's not Kobe.
Yes.
He's LeBron.
If you want to sit at that table, you got to be like these
dudes. Kobe's not at LeBron's table. Kobe's not at LeBron's table. That's what we're talking about.
Speak that shit, Q. You're bugging right now. How am I bugging, bro?
We'll be back after this quick break.
Kobe don't got a seat at LeBron's table?
Fam, he does not. Kobe, bro, what did Kobe do with Smush Parker and Chris Mims? What did LeBron do with an
07? He took the Suns to six games, and if it wasn't for Tim Thomas hitting a freaking shot out of nowhere, he would have probably won that series. Let's come on, man. And this whole narrative that he didn't do anything when he didn't have Paul Gasol, he should have beat the Suns in 2006. I know, shoulda, woulda, coulda. He didn't. But let's not act like Kobe was a complete and utter disaster.
Has Kobe ever won without Phil?
Okay.
No. LeBron has won with Tyronn Lue.
Let's be fair, if LeBron doesn't snitch on Draymond and Draymond doesn't get suspended, what happens?
And if Metal World Peace doesn't bail Kobe Bryant out, who was 6 for 24,
here we go.
Then what happens?
Here we go.
See, we can play narratives, but we can actually look at the actual game. Who every finals leads their team in assists, rebounds, steals, all of that. That's LeBron. Kobe has never done that.
How'd that work out for him in 2011 when he scored 17 total points?
How'd it look out for him in 2016, 2013, 2014, 2020?
Right.
And he's about to be right back. Y'all would not even be anywhere without this
game. I can't forget the cast at the end of game four in the press conference where, you know, allegedly had a hurt wrist. You know, he made sure to show us all his nice little shiny cast at the end of the series. that way it wouldn't be no flames thrown at LeBron for going 3-6 in the finals that year. Well, I hurt my wrist, so you know.
I mean, LeBron's never demanded a trade in the middle of a season like Kobe Bryant, but y'all want to talk about him being at this like mentally stronghold. Kobe asked for a trade to Detroit and Chicago. So what are we talking about? Desperation.
Hey.
LeBron leaves when his contract is up and he goes wins finals. Kobe has to have the greatest coach of all time.
He joined Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. He ran to Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. He went to another nigga's town.
And became the leader in one season.
That's like Jordan. Yo, I can't beat the Pistons. Yo, Pat, y'all got room for me? Come on, son.
Fam.
Come on, son.
Fam, are y'all serious? Pau Gasol. Lamar Odom. Phil Jackson, Kobe, every time Kobe has won a team, it's been stacked. We are not about to do this. And we are not about to say that Kobe has ever had the impact on a team.
LeBron's teams have not been stacked
overwhelmingly.
When he's won, LeBron's teams haven't been stacked.
No, they haven't been stacked
Miami Heat team had three All-Stars on it.
Dog, that 2012 team was the only team in which I can say from top to bottom that joint was constructed well. That 2012, 2013. When they had Ray Allen, Rashard Lewis, Mike Miller, that team was incredible. Next year, D-Wade's knees are breaking down. Chris Bosh can't hit open shots. LeBron is the only reason had a 1-1 lead Kobe going back to Miami. They got blown out every game. Kobe Bryant got swept by the Boston Big Three. And no one wants to talk about that. But then everyone would say, oh, he is just this mentally stronghold. LeBron has been the barrier, bro. He's been the
Mamba mentality, man.
And you know, we talk about Mamba mentality, and by statistics, LeBron is more clutch in the playoffs than Kobe's ever been.
Narratives. The man can pass to Danny Green, knowing the entire state of California knew Danny Green was going to miss that fucking shot.
And you know who thought, who was going to miss a shot? The entire Lakers fan base when Kobe passed it to Ron Artest.
If it works, throw bouquets at him. If it doesn't, bricks at him.
If it's the right basketball play, then do it. But everyone wants to crucify somebody, right? So Kobe's teammates help him. Robert Horry, we don't want to talk about this. Shaq's teammates help him, but no one wants to talk about this. We only want to reserve what LeBron can't do. LeBron has never in his life took a 2-dribble pull-up to the right hash and knocked it down. That's never been his game. He's always going to the cup to draw. So we are trying to define this man by media narratives, and this has literally been a conversation that has only been informed by the logic of people like Skip Bayless, who talk about clutch shooting and all this stuff, but don't even look at the actual statistics. LeBron is more clutch than Kobe Bryant. LeBron does more for his team in the playoffs, and this is not the shit on this man. May he rest. But I'm just talking about mental accolades, physical accolades. That man, LeBron James, deserves his goddamn respect, bruh.
He does.
He's not about to sit here and say he's top two.
They both do. That's a debate that can go on forever, man.
It's not a debate anymore. Rest, Kobe. We love you, but it's not a debate, bruh. We're talking about the second best player of all time. We're talking about who does LeBron need to win? Who do we need? Who does LeBron need to win? He's had Tyronn Lue. He's put David Blatt on the map. He has taken Vogel, who was a nobody, couldn't get Indiana past LeBron, and took him to a championship. He took Mike Brown to championships.
I give him credit.
He took Vergeau to championships. And yes, he got swept. But we're talking about 9 finals, bruh. He defined a decade. That has to be
a terrible Eastern Conference.
No, we're not doing terrible. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Who was in the West when Kobe was getting all them championships for real? Let's stop doing
that. Who was in the West?
Who was in the West?
Spurs, the Suns, the Mavs.
Come on now. The fucking Suns, bro. Come on, bro. The Suns were never a factor for no championship, bro. And we know this.
The Suns were never a factor. They were never a factor for a championship.
Ever since Barkley left, they were never a factor.
Oh, come on.
Seattle was not a factor. Utah was not a factor. Houston wasn't a factor. They had T-Mac
and Dallas was on one leg. Dallas
was a factor. Dallas, the Spurs. I'll give you those two. Was Portland a factor?
And the Suns. Hell no. The Suns created the current style of play that we watch today.
Damn, and the Suns were the second round. And they get past the second round.
They got to a conference final. Damn. They got to a conference final.
And what do they do? And what do they do?
They got beat by a dynasty. What do you want? Like, okay.
And who was on that team? Teams that was stacked that Kobe needed.
Mm.
Okay.
So let's not say this because LeBron got the same. He has the same accolades. It's the same terrain, and he's done more.
Let's be fair. The 2000s Western Conference was a more stacked conference than LeBron has ever played.
Y'all played the Nets. I literally.
Hey, I can't control that the Eastern Conference was trash. I can't control that. I can't control that. I'm just telling you about who we fought to get to championships. They ran up against Portland. They ran up against the Spurs twice. The Kings, the 0-2 Kings. The 0-2 Kings. LeBron has never had to compete against the 0-2 Kings like
he had to go against his own conference. Detroit.
In his own conference. I don't want to hear about shoulda, woulda. I don't want to hear about it. Tim Carnegie aside, I don't want to hear about it.
Detroit went to 4 straight Eastern Conference Finals, bro. That team was sick.
Don't even bring up Detroit, man. Don't even bring up Detroit.
And LeBron beat them by himself.
The fact that we gave that fucking franchise a championship in 2004.
He had Eric Snow. He had Eric Snow on his team.
Y'all didn't give us that. We took it.
They took that. And that's what I'm saying, bro. Let's stop with this. We got to stop with the East versus West narrative of who's
right
and stuff. Both conferences have had incredible talents in both of them, bro. It's just, you know what? When you are the little guy lifting the little 25 pounds versus the guy who's lifting the 250 on each, you look different. So that's what it is, bro. Everyone wants to talk about the talent drop off. That's not a drop off. It's how great LeBron is to make them look like that. D Rose was the youngest MVP. He was incredible. They got that team out of there in 5 games.
And then what happened to that team? That team fell apart.
They didn't fall apart. LeBron dismantled them. They beat them by 20 points.
Didn't LeBron play the Hawks team that was comprised of Paul Millsap and Kyle Korver? That 60-win Hawks team that was just like that would have been like an 8th seed in the West that year.
That team still had all stars on it, man. That team had talent. So are we saying that just because you play against a team that is not up to your level as a team in one round, that like negates your entire career? It can't, bro. Like,
no, LeBron, I'm not saying that.
Yeah. So if we understand that, then we got to get that man more respect, bro. He has defined the terrain for a decade.
And that's where I want the conversation to mostly be about. Kim mentioned it earlier, as far as like this should just be a celebration of LeBron. If any moment he should get his flowers on the week that he wins a title, his fourth title, like Manny said or many others said, he had to go through LeBron to get a title for most of the part of the past decade and to start off this new decade. So I'm going to give him his respect
for now. You'll be back.
I just said I'm going to give him his respect.
The real Nick will be back.
Y'all know me. I love LeBron off the court. He's the guy off the court.
Off the court, LeBron, I have not a negative word to say about LeBron off the court.
I will never say nothing bad about LeBron off the court. On the court, there's a conversation to be had that Manny and Q have hilariously had on this episode. I appreciate y'all for that.
Anyway, make sure you guys check out Manny, man. Any Given Sunday podcast, man. Wherever you get your podcasts, and where can they follow you at, Manny?
On Twitter at Emmanuel Brown, Instagram Emmanuel Brown, Facebook Emmanuel Brown, Snapchat ManyBro15. I'm out there. Look for me.
Cool. So if you guys enjoy what you hear, man, check him out. So that's gonna do it for us. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace,
sir.
We'll be back after this quick break.